Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, today the first reading presents to us the Apostle Peter in the house of Cornelius, a Roman centurion in Caesarea. Peter, a Jew, Cornelius, a Gentile. From previous texts of Scripture, we were made aware of the fact that it was not common for Jews to enter the homes of Gentiles. But now there is a departure from the long-established practice. In Jesus, God breaks down the walls of division and builds bridges to unite his children and to save them. In the house of Cornelius, Peter was inspired to make this great confession, which has been hidden from the so-called wise and learned men of all ages. This is what St. Peter said. In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. This has been the battleground for countless people who lived before Jesus. They were of the view that God has favorites. He chooses particular people and loves them and neglects the others. But is it different in our own modern times? Do we not behave more ignorantly than the people of old who did not have the benefit of learning from the wisdom of Christ? God created us in his image. How can he not love us? It is true that he does not love our waywardness, he does not love our sinfulness, but his will is that all of us would be saved. So when Peter spoke this truth of our Christian faith, he was simply speaking the mind of his Lord and Master Jesus Christ. He was speaking the mind of our Lord and Savior Jesus. It is for this unbounded love that God sent his Son into the world, giving opportunity to those who make the effort to be saved. God creates and offers the opportunity for us to be saved because he loves us. He wouldn't do so if he did not love us. And speaking about the experience of God, St. John, in the second reading, did not only know God as one who loves, he wrote telling everyone that God is love. Not that God loves, but that God is love. He added that since God is love, all who love are the true children of God. But for those who fail to love, their knowledge of God is superficial. They do not really know God. He went on to tell how the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world that we might have life through him. The proof that God loves us beyond all telling is that in his immeasurable love, God sent his Son as expiation for us. He sent him in exchange for our waywardness, our wickedness, our sinfulness, our evil acts, that he may sacrifice his joy for our happiness. And in the gospel, Jesus said, As the Father loves me, so I also love you. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. He urges us to remain in his love because love is of God. He added that the way to remain in his love is to keep his commandments. And to keep the commandments is to be to look at God first, put him in the first place, love him over and above everything, and to love our neighbor as we would love ourselves. God loves us so much. He gives his own life in exchange for ours. He calls all of us to love one another as he has loved us in his Son Jesus Christ. Jesus did not select to die for the good people. He died for everyone, that sinners may have access to God's mercy. So also does he command us to love one another and die to our selfishness so that we may guide and lead one another to the mercy of God. Jesus gives us the opportunity to reconsider our type of life when we come together and that we choose to love only those who love us. We are always failing. We are not doing what God wants us to do. God loves every one of us unconditionally, but mark that he does not love our sinful ways. And if we speak about the sinful ways of people, does not mean that we do not love them. Rather, we are giving them the opportunity for a second chance to be able to change their lives, to walk the way of life towards God. But unfortunately, in our situation, in our society, when we speak about the evil deeds of people, we rather point fingers about the people themselves. And you know that since Pope Francis became Pope, there have been so many controversial statements. Everybody sees him from different angles. When he said, "Who am I to judge?" he did not say that, "Who am I to correct people? Who am I to condemn people into hell whilst they are alive? Who am I to think that these people will go to hell, that they have no opportunity of changing their lives?" Unfortunately, we are all listening to what the media carries. We are not going back to our roots to find out. But it is very important that when we speak against evil, we are not speaking against the people. We are speaking against the effect of their actions on our society. And so, when we as a Catholic Church speak against abortion, we are not condemning the people who go in for the abortions, but the instruments that sustain abortion, that little children who cannot speak for themselves, infants in the womb, babies in the womb who cannot speak for themselves, who cannot defend themselves, are killed because some people think they have a right to choose. Do we have a right to choose before we have a right to live? Or do we have a right to live in order to have the right to choose? We must be alive in order to choose. We don't give these ones the opportunity to be alive. How can they choose? As if those children chose to come to the wombs of those women. They didn't choose that. And when we are looking at many issues, you didn't choose to become an American. I didn't choose to become a Ghanaian. God put me there. How can I not love you? Because you are an American, because I am a Ghanaian. We must love one another because we are all made in the image of God. And if we hate an image of God, we cannot claim to love God. So Jesus died for us on the cross. He didn't die for the good. He died for everyone, that sinners too must have access to God's mercy. So, at the end, Jesus concluded this: love one another. This I command you. That's what he said. This I command you, love one another. He did not command us to love selectively, but all embracing. As we go to church every day, as we come to hear the word of God every Sunday, can we say that we really love God? If we love God as we always say we do, we will see him in a brother and in a sister. We will see him in the poor and in the weak. We will see him in the holy person and in the sinner. We will see him suffering, trying to make ends meet. If we cannot love a neighbor whom we can see, a neighbor who is the image of God, whom we can see and talk to, if we cannot love such a person, how can we claim that we love God? God has no favorites. We should not also have favorites. We should hate sin, but love the sinner.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.